Hey, welcome to the Two Bobs. I'm Rob.
And I'm Robert. You're listening to episode 139 for Monday, September 28th, 2020. All right, so recap.
This episode's a hot fucking mess, ain't it? Oh, shit. Yeah, this beer, seriously, I'm not even acting. This beer hit me fucking hard because I had the pumpkin, which is a little bit stronger.
All right, yeah.
But I had the barrel-aged vanilla Java black, which is 11%. And I ate lunch. I had what did I have for lunch today? I had drunken noodles. And I got in the Thai restaurant that I got my food from, they had either spring rolls or they had crispy rolls or crunchy rolls or something. So I got the crunchy rolls. Anymore. It was very confusing.
Huh.
Melissa says, I'm in. Did you hear me blast? Wait for it.
Wait for it.
Yep, I'm the loser rocking out a Hamilton tongs.
Hamilton.
Making my cider cinnamon whiskey cocktails right now.
What a Friday to be alive.
Be alive.
Friday.
Fucking Friday, bitches. All right.
This week's episode.
Yeah.
This week
on the Two Bobs, we're going to talk about beer.
What? I'm being shouted at from upstairs.
I like wait for it, though.
So you're going to talk about your basement, too?
What?
No, that's fine.
We random shitted about my basement a lot. This week on the... Wait, I guess I don't have to sound like a woman when I sing. This week on the Two Bobs, we're going to talk about beer and basements.
And crazy news. We're going to talk about the McNugget injury, the nut job, test drive, not so happy birthday, and lewd behavior.
You'll get the joke later. Just keep listening. And if it sounds like I'm calling in using a dial-up connection on the other side of the world, it's because my computer's on the fritz, or the software is anyway, and it's just not letting me record my side of the conversation. And so Robert's in charge of both, and so he's getting the remote audio from his side of the session, unfortunately. But, yeah, you know, the episode happens. Will still be funny, though.
It'll still be funny. And I think a couple weeks ago I had it where I didn't even record my side at all. So there must be something flaky with the software that's causing it. And for those of you that are new, Rob and I live in completely different states, so we record from our own basements, and then we match the audio up, so it sounds like we're in the same room, but today you're just going to have to pretend.
At least your basement has drywall. I got <What? laughs> I have concrete, and then I have this white...
I have that behind another wall.
Insulation stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
We're half finished in this side. And the other half is unfinished. So I've got that over here. So I'm lucky that I do have a space. But, oh, well, it's all good. Nobody can see us.
Eventually, I'll have a space. What I've decided is at some point, I'm going to teach myself how to build a wall. And I'll pick a corner and build two of those walls and put a door on it.
Yeah.
And then once I do that, I'll have to teach myself how to do drywall. And, you know, it can't be that hard, right?
I mean, it's like, that tough.
It's like one of those things, like when it comes to home improvement, I'm not necessarily what might be referred to as a handy person, but once I learn how to do something, like I know how to do it then. And so like, and I can easily replicate something. So I need somebody to show me how to do it.
Yeah.
And then once they show me how to do it, I have saws. I can cut wood. I can put, you know, hammer nails and purchase materials and cut the drywall. Like I could do a lot of the stuff. So I
think I could.
Yeah.
I don't think it's that tough. I think it's just patience and I don't have that, I would love, I've built a deck, and I think it's probably similar to that, right? It's framing, and then it's, instead of drywall, I put I put the boards down. So I think it's probably very similar. You're just going to have the patience. And the cool thing about it is we have a family member that did that with their basement. He did it all himself, and it's beautiful. So it'll be kind of one of those things every year you think, okay, he built this, and he's got that satisfaction of having done it. So if you're not in a hurry, it's probably a great thing to do, and you can make it however you want. And of course, it'll be a hell of a lot cheaper than paying somebody, and you can get your Ukrainian neighbor to come hold a couple pieces of drywall while you screw them in. But
try to do it all. Yeah. You know, my brother-in-law, he finished his own basement, and it's not, and he'll even tell you, I mean, it's not perfect, but it's really nice. Like there's like a couple of, but he was like
crooked
learning as he was going. Not even, I mean, it looks really nice. He did a really good job with it. So I figured if he can do that, then he can do mine.
He can provide you pointers on where he had a hard time.
I just need two walls.
Yeah.
I'll need there's like electrical work. I'll hire that part done.
You hire out. Yeah.
I'll burn the house down. I just got this house too, so
to burn it down.
I really don't want to burn it down yet. I haven't, I'm not there with this place yet. But
six more months.
Yeah, I don't want to have to move again. Fuck that. That's too much work. Even if I hated this, I love this house, by the way. But even if I hated this house, I still wouldn't move.
You wouldn't burn it down.
No, because it's just anyway.
Well, having a brother-in-law to help you, that'll make it easier. Help you get started. Like you said, teach you the ropes, and then you can be done with it.
Yeah. And my brother, he was my realtor too. So I have this house.
So he owes you.
Responsible. Yeah. I mean, he did.
He was already rewarded handsomely. So he owes you the time.
Yeah. I think he did us a favor with the commission though. But anyway,
pretend.
We'll pretend. Anyway, let's drink. We should drink some beer, right?
We should.
1 week in a row, by the way, recorded.
Oh, no. It's low again.
Yeah, the drop was really quiet, Robert. Can you do it again? Well, turn it up and do it again.
Well, it's because I have to use this computer. Well, I don't know what I do. I have to unplug the machine because I use the outlet during the week when I'm here working. And since this is some makeshift Chinese iPad, it has a weird thing in it for sound, and it doesn't save. Oh, there it goes. It doesn't save the sound settings that you had last time. And even now, even now as I'm sliding it across, it doesn't really want to save there. So now if I were to do it, it'd probably sound a lot louder.
Hey, bartender, another beer!
See?
You know, they have things.
Yeah.
Listen to this.
Yeah.
You plug it into the wall,
right?
And it turns one outlet into several outlets. It's a box with an on and off switch called the surge protector, and they make them in different sizes. So you can get one that has more outlets in it than whatever you have now. And then
you don't want to see what I have now.
You don't. Is it lots of surge protectors? Because I
plugged into each other. I'm daisy chaining them.
You're daisy. They're not like they're
and they've all got stuff plugged in because Rob, I got a mixer board. I got my Echo, I'll call it, so that she doesn't interrupt me. I got my laptop. I got my work laptop, little docking station. Okay. So, and I unplugged that so I can plug my MacBook in. Now I've got two monitors. I got two lamps. And I got this knockoff iPad that's actually plugged in by USB into one of the lamps because I was smart and I got the lamps have USB outlets in them.
Oh, you are smart.
So,
you know, if I see smoke, I'll call the fire department.
No, it's been like this. So only one of the surge protectors plugged into the wall. The other surge protector is plugged into one of those big giant, like outdoor orange extension cords.
Yeah.
And it goes under my desk. So there's a lot of stuff plugged in already.
Well, that's true.
So I don't want
you to overload it.
I can't. It's probably, and those are all, and both of those are going into the same wall thing. So I got the big orange cord coming out. I'll take a picture and send it to you. I got the, and George is down there. I got the big orange cord coming out, and then I got the other one
That reminds me, because my old setup at the old house,
it's a mess.
The genius that finished, and I'm using air quotes,
oh, no,
my old basement, and so my old podcast room, they didn't, for whatever reason, in that room put any outlets. They built
was the it your room brother-in-law?
With no outlets. Did no, it wasn't. It wasn't my brother-in-law. The room next door, the bedroom next door that we use for storage, had its own outlets. Yeah. This room did not have any outlets. So what I ended up having to do was, from the main basement area, I had an extension cord that was plugged into the wall. It went up above the doorway that went into the laundry room. It above the walk down the steps down into the basement, down the wall on the other side, through the wall via a hole that I knocked into it, into a surge protector. That surge protector was plugged into the multifunction printer that was in that room. From that surge protector, I had another extension cord that then, on the other side of the room, plugged into a secondary surge protector, and I had all the stuff for the old podcast studio plugged into that. So I trust me, I understand Jerry rigging this stuff, and you know, and I do. Oh, that is very nice. I do really appreciate the orange industrial extension cord. That's very nice. Yeah.
So that my headset there that I use for work, I just set down there. And then there were a couple pieces that I had on my desk of mail that I set down on the floor because I needed a place to put my show note printout. So, and then there's our little recorder there that has, and those little yellow and red things are Velcro wire straps. So I use those. You can see it around the orange. And if you look behind my desk, because all this shit, again, has to be plugged in, I have it all, you know, bunched up with these. So it at least looks somewhat decent. Just don't look on the floor.
Yeah. This is great.
It is nice. It's nice. Melissa doesn't like to come down here. She can't stand to look at it. Keeps her upstairs, though, out of my hair.
Well, there you go, or lack thereof. All right, so we should talk about beer.
Yeah. Not, I played the drop twice.
Enough electrical talk. I couldn't hear the first time, though. So this week, very excited, as you may or may not know, one of my favorite beers is the Atwater Vanilla Java Porter. And this is a take on that. And what it is, it's the Atwater Barrel Aged Vanilla Java Black, or they call it VJ Black here on the bottle for short. And I'm pretty pumped about it. So what it is, it's 11% alcohol by volume. It's 24 IBUs. It's an Imperial Stout Ale. And it says slow aged in bourbon barrels for exactly 1 year. Our resulting black beer has oaky, bourbon-like flavors intermingled with vanilla and coffee notes. So it's basically
all the good stuff.
Yeah, it's basically a vanilla Java porter, kind of, except it's an imperial stout on steroids. So I was very excited to see this, and I'm going to let you know. I've already had a couple. Well, not today,
of course.
It was
always a surprise.
Well, I got a 4-pack of it, and I had to drink one, and so now I already know how it's rated, but I'm going to drink it again, tell you what I think.
You're supposed to pop the cherry on this on the show, Rob. Can't drink these things before the episode.
See, that's false, though.
It's got to be new, except of course I was going to drink Pumpkin tonight.
The rule is that it has to be new to the show. It does, which you've broken way more times than I have.
We're not going to talk about that.
By the way, you know, if we're talking about breaking rules on the show here. But anyway, let me talk about my beer. Stop interrupting me. This is a very good beer.
I'm not going to do that.
So, no, you definitely it's get good. Notes. You get the notes of the coffee. You get the notes of the vanilla. You know, I guess I get a lid, you know, actually I get just kind of bourbon aromas, though. And so I'm not getting a ton of the coffee or the vanilla in the aromas, but there's definitely the notes. Very boozy. It's boozier than I thought it would be. I mean, even though that ABV is a little bit high on this one, it's boozy, but it's still really good though. It's if you like the vanilla Java Porter, this is a, like, again, it's just like a kicked up version of it. You get that bourbon taste that you don't get in the original. And, you know, I did rate it a 5 on Untappd. I figure I like this as much as the vanilla Java Porter, which is a 5. So I feel like by default, it was a 5.
It has to. No, we're lucky enough to be able to get the vanilla Java Porter here. I don't know if I'd be able to get that one, though.
I have to see. And by the way, Atwater, our friends at Atwater, we go way back. We go back. The first beer I ever had on the show, as a matter of fact, was the vanilla Java Porter from Atwater in episode 4 in Convenient Pooping. Also had them in episode 11. I had a lip lock cherry stout. And by the way, episode 11 was Stupid Eli Face. Episode 24, Rob Likes Sausage. I had a decadent. I had two. I had a milk stout, and then I had two decadent chocolate ales. That must have been a good episode. Episode 64, Poop Napkins. I had a Bavarian Cream Vanilla Java Porter. Episode 68, Would You Wather? I had a Blueberry Cobbler Ale. Episode 88, Ribbed Balloons. I had a Hazelnut Vanilla Java Porter. Episode 125, Orville the Cat. I had a Coconut Vanilla Java Porter. So the VJP has made a strong showing here on the show. Episode 131, Knicker Face Mask. I had a Raspberry Vanilla Java Porter. Delicious. And now episode 139, I have my first barrel-aged stout from Atwater, and it's good. I will enjoy the rest of it.
Unfortunately, mine doesn't say that I could get it near me. I only went 25 miles out. That's about as far as I'm willing to drive for a beer.
I mean, if you're driving any further than 25 miles to get a beer, I feel like, honestly, unless, like 10 miles even, like, unless it's like near someplace where you have to go anyway. Right.
Yeah, that's different.
You should probably seek help.
Well, I've been close to doing that though, but I haven't done it. Well, shit, I'm going to go back to my friends at Southern Tier Brewing Company, and I'm going to save everybody the trouble of repeating when we've had Southern Tier, because it's been a lot, and I think they're one of our favorite breweries for the both of us. But this week, I'm going to have their Orange Creamsicle IPA, which I've been excited to try because when I first saw Orange Creamsicle, and I thought it'd be like a darker beer, and then I saw the IPA, and that kind of piqued my interest, so...
Well, and by the way, damn it, Robert, this is a beer that I have in my fridge in the garage that
really?
I was planning on having on the show, and you've just
ruined it for me.
No, it's good. You
know, we'll see. I'm just glad you didn't say it's one that you've already had, because it seemed like one that...
Well, I've had it. I've had this, just not on the show.
Okay, see. So now I feel better, because I have done that in the past, where I was excited about having one. You're like, oh, I had that on episode whatever.
Oh, that's fine.
But... anyhow, so the Orange Creamsicle IPA from Southern Tier Brewing Company, based out of New York. The website tells us that barley, oats, and milk sugar boil and twirl together with fruity tropical hops, only to mingle and cool with, of course, more hops. The mixture is then conditioned and finished with orange and vanilla. Enjoy a bursting aroma, a creamy mouthfeel, and rich notes of citrus and blood orange. So I'm pretty excited about it. I have been sipping it. I was just too excited, and I wasn't sure what to expect, but it smells sweet. It doesn't smell quite as sweet. Well, actually, it does. It smells sweet. It smells smooth. I get more orange from the scent versus any of the vanilla that I hope is in there. It smells really good. Let's see if it tastes as good as it smells.
So what I appreciate this, and you know how I am with IPAs, very, very, very particular when it comes to IPAs, and I enjoyed this one.
So you drank it already too?
I told you I've had it.
I know you said that you had it in the refrigerator, but I get a lot of the orange. It's like drinking a Minute Maid. I get that orange. The vanilla is a little bit too subtle. I'd like a little bit more of that. It does have the IPA bite to it, although because of the sweetness of the oranges, it's not quite as strong as some others that might have some of that grapefruit or pink grapefruit taste to it. I rated it a 4.25, I think, maybe 4.5. And I believe that that's where it lies. I really like it. It's a nice tall can. Not a whole lot of alcohol in it. I think it was 6.5% alcohol by volume. So yeah. The 16-ounce cans comes in a 4-pack. I'm sure you can get it other ways. But again, it is the Southern Tier Brewing Company Orange Creamsicle IPA. And it says Shake Shop on it, although it doesn't really have as much of the creaminess as you might expect from something with that kind of label on it. But again, if you can find it, definitely do that. It looks like they have another one called Vanilla Whip, which is supposed to be similar to it. I don't know how that's going to taste, but if I can find that one, I'll definitely be buying that as well.
Yeah, so I checked in and untapped into this beer on August 8th, and I rated it a 3.75. And yeah. And I, you know, it for me, for an IPA, is not bad. Right. And then, you know, my biggest, I don't even want to call it an issue. I guess what I wish there was more of when you put creamsicle in the name of a beer. I was looking for more of a lactose. I was looking for more milk, milk sugar, something that was added to it that would make it creamier. And I didn't get that, but I did like it. I appreciated the orange.
Yeah.
I'm not a grapefruit fan by any means. So I appreciated the orange. So you got that nice citrusy taste. But it wasn't as harsh as grapefruit is in an IPA.
Right. Yeah. No, it's good. And it's kind of hazy, but yeah, you're right. I was looking for more vanilla, but I think more creaminess in it as well might be good. But still very good, and I like it. It might be a summer-type seasonal because it's not on their website anymore as we're starting to get here close to October. But
yeah,
Untappd, of course, had the information that I needed.
I mean, still, it's 80 degrees outside. So, you know, this is the time of year where you can get away with drinking a summer beer still. I can't believe it's actually hotter here than it is there. It's still hit 80 today.
64.
Oh, man. It's up in this frozen tundra of Michigan, it's hotter. Actually, I'm sorry. It has come down a little bit, 75 right now. But, I mean, it, you know, the sun's going to be setting soon.
Yeah.
But still, tomorrow, high of 81, Sunday, 80. And then we're going to be down into the 70s and 60s, it looks like, for the rest of the week. But anyway, let's see here. Let's crazy news.
Crazy news. First one, of course, is from Fox News, and it's screwing with my web browser, so I had to go into reader mode just in case you were wondering.
It's on the Fritz. It's working like my call recording software.
Yeah.
Doing just as good. Just as good. Old McDonald's. I'm sorry. I haven't had dinner yet. So I'm
I did, and telling you what?
Dude, that auto. Hold on. There's an autoplay video on the page, and of course we're wearing headphones.
Wow.
And normally I have to turn the volume on the computer up a little bit. To hear you and to be able to hear myself, because usually my call recording software regulates that shit for me and I don't have it to do that.
Yeah.
And it autoplayed a video and scared the fuck out of me.
Well, that's why I went to reader mode, because it was really messing things up. But
well, I was in reader mode, and that's why I was surprised, because I didn't see the video start to autoplay.
That's weird. Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, just as an aside, Melissa went out to run some errands, and she came back, and she sent me a text, knowing the trials and tribulations I've been in for the last week. She says, "Oh, I'm in line for Popeyes. What do you want?"
Oh man, Popeyes! They're building a Chick-fil-A right like 5 minutes from my house too. That's going to be a problem.
I know. No, I can't.
And I pass it. I pass it to and from work as well, so I'm just
they
like
make good salads. Man. The salads are good. They got the market one, and then their
spicy chicken sandwich.
That is pretty good too. But if you like me, you know, 70% of it's got to be plant, evidently. So I got the market salad from there. That's pretty good.
It's got berries
and shit in it. All right. Well, the first one's going to take us to McDonald's, and
all right,
if you've listened to the episodes much, you know I like my nuggets.
We like nuggets. We like Florida.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this story gives us both, which is great. Am I reading the story? Or are you reading the story? You want to just read it?
I don't know. I just really like looking at the nuggets. So I figured I'd,
well,
I'd read it. But you can. Yeah, your wife likes nuggets as much or more than I do. So
well, I don't want to. You know what? Here, you look. I'll read the story so you can look at the nuggets.
Okay, I won't scroll.
Want to do that?
He's got the wrong sauce, though.
I know. Sometimes, because I know sometimes you purposely put things in certain orders so I could.
No order.
You do it sometimes.
I know I do, but I didn't this time.
Well, this one's going to take us to Florida.
We don't even know which stories we're going to do. How am I going to say? How am I going to set it up? That's true. We got a list there, and we got
a bunch of stories. We're like, I don't know. We'll see. And judging by how quickly this episode's going by, how many minutes we're sucking up by just bullshitting, we're probably going to have to trim.
That's what people pay for, Rob.
This is what they pay the big bucks for.
For free.
Listen to us just yammer on about random shit and get distracted from the actual episode. Like, all right. Anyway, Florida man is suing McDonald's. You know that, Robert? He's suing him. He claims he was injured by a chicken McNugget. Fast food customer is seeking $1.1 million and a recall of all McNuggets.
All of them, Rob.
Son of a bitch. Why do you got to ruin it for everyone else?
All McNuggets.
Robert, this was a pretty unhappy meal. Aww. A McDonald's customer is suing the company after he says he was hurt biting into a chicken McNugget. The man claims he cracked one of his teeth on a piece of bone inside one of the nuggets. It's like, if you're eating chicken, you have to understand there's always that possibility there's a bone. Because after all, chickens have fucking bones,
right?
By the way, Alexei Stofat.
Oh, that's the problem there.
Is suing McDonald's for $1.1 million and is calling for a recall of all McNuggets. The Sun reports.
Son of a bitch.
He ordered the food through Uber Eats from West Palm Beach restaurant. First off, if you're going to get McDonald's delivered,
I want to hear what you say because you've done it.
I have not ever had McDonald's delivered.
You did. When you lived at the old house, you said you had McDonald's delivered.
Oh, okay.
Bullshit.
Fuck, I'm wasted.
Exactly. I was recovering from surgery and really needed a Shamrock Shake, okay? That was all right.
That's not the same? Okay, so maybe I missed. Those taste like shit, by the way.
I could not legally operate a motor vehicle at that point. Stofat says he felt pain in his mouth and suffered headaches for 3 days after biting into the bone. After going to the dentist, he reportedly discovered that his tooth was cracked in two places and would need surgery to replace it. Though a rep for McDonald's was not immediately available to offer further comment, a spokesperson for the chain shared the following statement with the Sentinel. Providing safe, high-quality food is always top priority, they said. We take these claims seriously, but pending litigation. God, that sounds disgusting. We cannot comment further at this time.
What kind of sauce with that?
Stofat. Reportedly, has not hired a lawyer and filed the lawsuit on his own. According to the outlet, he has done legal work in his home country of Estonia.
Oh, no.
Although he is not a licensed attorney, he reportedly said that if he wins, he plans on donating $1 million to charity. That's very sweet of him. At the same time, though, I'm sorry. You're going to, as an individual who is not licensed, but did legal work in your home country of Estonia. That's your. Right. Do you think how much do you think you're going to win against one of the largest restaurant chains in the entire world? Right. I have a feeling this is not going to end nicely for him.
No, and it's $1.1 million. Who's going to donate $1 million and keep $100,000?
Yeah, they'll probably give him give $100 gift card or something like that. Free McNuggets for
free
life.
Free nuggets for life. Yeah. I would do it.
I mean, what are the odds there's going to be another bone and another one? Probably pretty low.
Yeah. Well, shit. Yeah. I'm going to take this next one. It's going to take us to Oregon. And you know, all the you know, great civil unrest in Oregon that we've
Speaking
seen
of on, Oregon.
On the news. Yeah, that's right. Speaking of Oregon, we're going to go to Oregon, where a shopper, and you can already, I can already picture what this guy looks like just by the title here. But that's a shopper flaunting his gun in the checkout line shoots himself in the groin, Oregon cops say.
Oh, he 100% has a Make America Great Again cap on. Let's be honest.
You're thinking the same thing.
He's wearing one of those T-shirts that looks like an American flag.
Right. His shirt's hanging out of his belly's hanging out of the bottom.
He's got a hat on. He's not wearing a mask. There's no way he's wearing a face mask.
No, because he wants his freedom, and his stomach's hanging out the bottom of his shirt. Mine does, which is why.
I was going to say, mine does. I can't judge that too hard, let's be honest.
That's why I'm eating salads. But a man showing off his gun to a friend, so he wasn't waving it around because of the mask mandate, accidentally shot himself in the groin and leg, Oregon police said. Lincoln City Police said Monday in a news release that Nicholas Ellingford, a 29-year-old loser from Lincoln City, Oregon, shot himself Sunday at a supermarket.
You added loser. That's funny.
Investigation revealed that Ellingford was inside the store.
You're so smooth.
As he was waiting in the checkout line, he unholstered his Glock 9mm.
You can tell that we've done this at least 139 times.
Yeah, well, and sometimes more from his waistband, so he could show it off to a friend. Probably just got it, too. Look how cool I am. Bam! Ellingford repeatedly was holding the gun near the front of his pants.
Oh, my dick. I shot myself in the dick.
Accidentally pulled.
I got the beans and the franks.
I don't think that's how they talk in Oregon. We accidentally pulled the trigger.
Or if you're a Trump fan.
Yeah, the bullet entered his groin area before exiting out the lower thigh of his leg, narrowly missing his femoral artery. So he could have died from being a dumbass, Rob. Officials at the store administered first aid. Hopefully it wasn't mouth to groin before medics arrived. According to the news release, he was then life flighted to a hospital in Portland. His condition was not known. No one else was injured in the incident, thankfully, police said. However, a criminal investigation is ongoing as Ellingford did not have a concealed handgun license, and his act was found to be reckless since it placed several people in danger. It's true.
Yeah. I mean,
show him outside. Show him at home. You don't need to take your pistol out at the grocery store. That's just dumb.
You do. You're exercising your First Amendment rights.
I guess. Yeah. Second Amendment, I think, Rob.
Second.
Yeah. Same thing.
Your Fifth Amendment. That's what he's going to use, the Fifth Amendment in court.
Right. He was confused too.
Second Amendment. You're right. It is the second.
Oh man.
Oh shit. Sorry. It's the strong beers and lack of dinner is really just starting to get to me at this point. Yeah, that was good.
Should have had fried chicken. Should hit the Popeyes on the way home.
We're going to it's not open. Well, wait.
That's no. Chick-fil-A.
There's not a Popeyes on my way home, though. No. There is a Costco, though, and I strongly
something.
I strongly considered picking up a pizza from Costco.
Oh, their hot dogs are so good.
Their food's really good. It's like $1.50 for a large pizza or some shit like that. The problem is you can't go to Costco and just get pizza. You're probably like, because you know, you order it and they're like, all right, well, it's going to be a few minutes. I'm like, oh, might as well, you know, might as well look around.
Check the electronics first.
Hey, babe, I got pizza. It cost us $427. I picked.
Price increases, you know.
I bought a bunch of shit that we don't need, but I mean, I figure, you know, at least we got pizza.
That's true.
Deseret in news.
Deseret, Rob.
Yeah. That's what I said.
I heard you.
Deseret news.
Close enough. Ooh, he's handsome. I'm saving him.
Funny. I even sent you the story, and I think it's really funny. It a man. Funny. The desert is already Desiree news?
Desiree.
Desiree news, where a man was taking a test drive.
Oh, good.
As we do. We do that. People, when they're about to purchase an automobile,
I need a new
motor vehicle, sometimes take a drive in it. I don't do that because I get my cars like sight unseen. I'm like, hey, bring me this car. And then they bring me the car. It's great. But this, some people want to drive the car first. Exactly. And this man was taking a test drive and he was arrested.
Uh-oh. Yep. That can't be good.
No. Do you know what he was arrested for, though, Robert?
Mm.
He was arrested for kidnapping the car salesman.
Oh, no.
So, dude, let me
do that.
When's the last time you test drove a car and was the car salesman in the car with you?
Yeah. They will sometimes.
See, because I, it's been a while for me, but I feel like last time we did it, they had me like give them my license and my insurance, maybe, and like sign a piece of paper saying I'm responsible if I crash this motherfucker. And I won't steal it. I'll bring it back and everything. But I feel like the car salesman was not in the car with me. They're like, all right, enjoy your drive. And you know, I don't know. But anyways, this takes us to Salt Lake City. And things work differently in Utah than the rest of the country.
How's that?
Well, they're all Mormons, every single one of them. Kelly lived in Salt Lake City for 6 months one time.
1 year.
And I think she converted to Mormonism. Is that
a
thing?
Mormonism?
Mormonism? She was a Mormon. But a Centerville man who took a car on a test drive over the weekend ended up being arrested. When was this? Did this happen? Okay, this story.
Years ago, probably.
This is dated. This is September 2020. This is within the last week. This is great. Over the weekend, ended up being. Stop interrupting me. I'm having a lot of trouble getting through this article.
Oh,
look at this fucking guy!
I didn't
interrupt
anybody.
Look at this guy.
I saved his picture.
He looks like. Why does he look like he should be in fucking Lord of the Rings?
He's angry.
Yeah, he looks like he was driving the car. I was like, my precious. Who's the little guy? The little
Smeagol,
yeah, he looks kind of like a grown Smeagol. He has dwarf ears or goblin ears, whatever. Look at his nose; it's all snarled too.
He's angry.
I'd be angry too if I were him, because I'd be asking why did the science make me look like that? A Centerville man who took a car on a test drive over the weekend ended up being arrested. After police said he drove 100 miles per hour and refused to let the car dealer get out of the vehicle. I want to know what kind of car it was. Let's see if it's in here. Caleb Gibson, 43, was arrested Saturday for investigation of kidnapping. Uh-oh. Gibson went to a car dealership in Salt Lake City, took a vehicle for a test drive along with a sales associate from the dealership. Gibson drove to several locations in Salt Lake City. But when the salesman told him to go back to the dealership, Gibson refused, according to a police affidavit. When the victim was on the phone with the 911 dispatcher, Gibson started driving 100 miles per hour on the freeway, turned the music up, and rolled all the windows down. The victim believed that Gibson was doing this so that
fuck, I'm wasted.
So that the dispatcher cannot hear him to provide his address. The victim stated that he was scared and didn't know where Gibson was going to take him, the affidavit states. Utah Highway Patrol spotted the vehicle and pulled it over. Gibson claimed he was scared of the salesman because he kept yelling at him and grabbing the steering wheel, trying to have him pull the vehicle over.
Yeah.
Gibson stated that he was scared to stop the car and kept driving, according to the affidavit. But Gibson, who has a lengthy criminal history, especially do background checks before you get in a car with somebody, according to the court records, was booked into the Salt Lake City County Jail. What do you think about that, Robert?
I don't like it one bit, Rob.
That was a good one. I thought it was funny.
Was good.
That sounds like fun.
The guy feared for his life.
Yeah, you just got to get some coked up asshole to take you for a ride. Sounds like fun.
It should be fun. Should be fun. Well, shit. Well, this next one.
I get it. Get over to D.C. at some point, the Virginia area.
See what kind of fun we have here.
Yeah, you guys got a spare bedroom. I'll come now.
We do. All right. Well, this one, you sent me this one, too. This one comes from Enid, Oklahoma, where a woman was arrested after leading officers on a chase, Rob.
Oh, what was
and she? I don't think she was in a car that she was test driving because she was by herself, and it was a pickup. You know how I feel about those people. But she was claiming that she was leading the officers on a chase because she had to have a bowel movement, and it was her birthday. She needed to get home and take a big birthday shit, Rob. A woman, and that would be a show title if it wasn't.
I shit every birthday.
Birthday shit would be the show title, Rob, if we could get away with it.
What do you think Apple would think of that?
They would not be happy with us. A woman refused to cooperate.
We called it birthday and then they put like $H*.
The hashtag for the H. I've mixed it up like that before. A woman who refused to cooperate during a traffic stop sparked a high-speed chase and guns being drawn in an Eden neighborhood. 28-year-old Emily Owings was initially pulled over for not wearing her seatbelt. She also didn't have a license or insurance. The only form of identification she had was DNA on the shit in her underpants. No, I'm just kidding. I added that. Identification she had on her was her medical marijuana card.
I like that ad.
Yeah.
That was a good
Your
one.
License is suspended, the officer said. Why? Owings said. I don't know, the officer said. I didn't know that, Owings said.
It's like
now
there.
I'm waiting to see if you have warrants through Woods County, the officer said. But I had to poop so bad, Owings said. Where did you think you...
We should make this into a musical.
What? Where do you?
I had to poop so bad.
Where do you think I was going? It's my birthday. Owings said, "It's my fucking birthday." It says, "Melissa's upstairs watching Hamilton."
Wow, there's a whole thing here.
Yeah, you want to do it? It's a.
We should. We got it. Okay. We got to do it. Like it's a. Okay. Like you know, we got to make it a dialogue.
Okay. All right. The only form of identification she had on her was her medical marijuana card.
Do you want me to be the police officer?
Yeah.
Okay. Ma'am, your license is suspended.
Why?
I don't know. I
didn't know that.
Now I'm trying to see if you have warrants through Woods County.
But I have to poop so bad.
Bitch, I don't care whether or not you have to poop. Where do you think I was going?
It's my birthday. It's my fucking birthday. A bizarre excuse and her 28th birthday wasn't the only problem she was dealing with. Police say she wasn't. And we were supposed to do that as a musical, but we messed that up.
Oh, there's more.
Police say she wasn't supposed to be behind the wheel in the first place. There was a warrant out for her arrest in Winoka for allegedly fighting an officer. Why don't you just let me go?
Because your license is suspended.
I'm sorry, I didn't know. Otherwise, I won't drive no more. But can I please go home and poop?
If I can't get you to step out of the vehicle for me.
Are you going to arrest me?
You are under arrest.
Are you kidding me? Why?
Bitch, you have warrants in Woods County, and they are coming to get you.
No, they're not. Fuck you guys. Owings put the key in the ignition and sped off. A pursuit lasted several blocks with speeds topping 79 miles per hour. I was going to say 69. I fucked that up. Per hour.
Oh, shit.
Police say the 28-year-old blew through the stop signs and even the school zone. She really had the shit. She eventually stopped and surrendered when officers pointed their guns at her.
Get out of the vehicle now. Step out now.
Owings was arrested and booked into the Garfield County Detention Center. She faced several felony charges. Can I poop in your car, man?
You could have already been on your way to jail.
Yeah, but not pooping.
Get in the car.
Police officers searched Owings' car and found a pipe with meth inside.
Oh, that's a nice surprise ending there. Oh, this whole thing.
This smells like my vagina.
Really, we gotta. I didn't know there was meth involved. I feel like we need to do it again to make it more methy. It's gotta be more methy.
I need more scabs if we're gonna do it with meth. That's pretty good. We gotta do more as musicals. Maybe one episode, one story every week. Can it be a musical? But that one only worked, I think, because it had the.
Oh my god, that was funny.
That's pretty good.
Oh, okay. Our last story.
Thank goodness.
We're going to do something. I don't know if there's any musical opportunity for this particular story. But as we end every episode with a story from our friends from World News Daily Report, we're going to talk about our Secret Services how they arrested a man. Wait, no. They arrested a naked 89-year-old man for humping.
What did he do, Rob? What did he do?
He humped his. I gotta finish my beer. All right, I'm ready.
Step out of the car now.
Fuck you, man.
I gotta poop.
Oh, Secret Services arrested a naked 80-year-old man for humping a statue in front of the White House. A naked. I'm not. Able to get through the story. A naked elderly man high on crack cocaine and counterfeit Viagra was arrested by the United States Secret Services. Not the Secret Service. Not to be confused with the Secret Service. Right, this is Secret Services. There's lots of Secret Services happening here.
Right.
Early this morning. While engaging in sexual intercourse with the Browns Mount of Andrew Jackson statue in Lafayette Square, just across the street from the White House. Around, I just noticed a picture of the guy, too. Oh, shit. Around 4:30 a.m. this morning, agents of the Secret Services assigned to the security of the White House led an unusual intervention to arrest a man outside of the White House grounds. 89-year-old Phineas Johnson had taken off his clothes. Hey,
come here. Come here, Finn.
Phineas is a good boy.
He had taken off his clothes and had climbed up the pedestal of the General Andrew Jackson statue when the federal agents agents
and found him. I don't think that Ann should be there. Awkwardly humping the massive bronze horse.
God damn it.
Something came out with that one. In a brief press release, the Secret Services recognized that Mr. Johnson did not represent an immediate threat to the security of the president at the moment of his arrest justified their intervention by his disturbing mental condition and erratic behavior. This individual's behavior was clearly unpredictable and erratic. A man ill enough to hump a horse statue is bound to represent a threat to others sooner or later. So he was just looking out into the future. He was forecasting that there might be an issue later after he came all over the horse. Mr. Johnson was transferred to the custody of the Mediterranean Police Department of the District of Columbia immediately after his interrogation. He will undergo psychiatric evaluation over the next few weeks to determine if he is fit to stand trial. Oh. If found fit, he'll have to face a variety of charges, including trespassing, disorderly conduct, public intoxication, indecent exposure, failure to obey the orders of a federal agent, and breaching a probation order. He was ordered not to fuck any horses while he was on probation. The United States Secret Services proceed to an average of 145 arrests
a
year on White House grounds. The vast majority of these interventions involve political activists trying to attract attention for various causes, but some are actual security threats endangering the president and his family. Interventions outside the vicinity of the White House grounds, such as the one that has occurred last night, are, however, exceptional. The last similar reported operation was in 2004 when a man in a mascot costume and carrying a rocket launcher, equally as serious of a threat, was arrested also in Lafayette Square. I mean, he was carrying a rocket launcher, but it can be argued that Mr. Johnson also had a rocket launcher in his pants.
He was in more danger of having it go off than the other guy that actually had a real rocket launcher.
That's from our friends at World News Daily Report. And by the way, if you are interested in some of the other headlines by our friends here, this takes us to Syria, where Kurdish fighters liberate 3,000 sheep held as sex slaves by ISIS. You don't hear much about ISIS these days. They're just busy banging sheep.
It's true.
14-year-old student builds an atomic bomb as a science project.
Oh, boy. I was laughing during the story because I saw that I had four messages on the text machine, and there were some, I'll read you the stories from my wife. What's with the voices I'm hearing downstairs? Oh, boy, I can only imagine. Then your wife says, I'm wondering, too. And now I hear, quote, singing.
I feel like we should do this piece as a musical as well. You can be Melissa and I'll be Kelly.
Okay. What's with the voices I'm hearing downstairs? Oh, boy, I can only imagine.
I'm wondering, too, and now I hear singing.
Oh, man. Now I can hear Hamilton through my headphones, so she's moved on.
She's moved on with her life.
Oh, man. Well, shit. Uh-oh.
What? Oh, wait, there's a new message. You're what? What the
actual fuck?
Why do I hear singing? Why?
Oh, boy. They're in for a real treat when they listen to this episode.
too funny.
We're
when in doubt, always add the Z to the law.
Being a damn musical. Mm-hmm. All right. Business. I added too many S's. Oh, wait. There, I fixed it. Well, that was great.
Oh, man.
Going to be millionaires. It's going to be great.
All right. Well, we'll see you maybe next week, maybe the week after.
Yeah.
Never can tell these days.
It's hard to say, I'm busy that night. If Kelly texts before we're done here, I'm just going to.
Got to just blurt it out in song.
I have to. You can find us on the social things.
Yeah.
At Two Bobs Podcast, and that's Facebook, Instagram.
Instagram,
Twitter. We're not on Tinder yet.
No. Or TikTok, because they're threatening to take it away. So we didn't really get into that.
We don't feel that the Chinese have a right to all of our personal information about our podcast.
It got bought by Walmart.
What?
I didn't know that.
That's
TikTok got bought by Walmart.
Got bought by Walmart?
Right, because they were going to shut it down.
In Walmart?
Unless somebody...
The tech company known as Walmart came through and bought them?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so you know your data is terrible. You know your data is not going back to the Chinese when Walmart bought it.
No, it was going to fucking Walmart.
It's going to Arkansas, which is worse.
I installed TikTok and then like 5 minutes later deleted it. I'm like, this is fucking stupid. It's a bunch of wiggle dickers just dancing around on the,
doing musicals.
Yeah. They're probably cooler than we are, but that's not really the point.
No, not possible.
No. But anyways.
Anyway, find us on all the social things.
TikTok. We're not on Tinder. We're on Grindr though.
We might be on Tinder after they hear us singing. I might need to.
We're on Disney Plus.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, shit. And we're at the Two Bobs. Two Bobs. The Two Bobs.com. That's our website. Yeah. To know. Yes. Are we?
website. The Two Bobs.com.
Is it?
Yeah. Still.
Well, because there's social things. Two Bobs time. Podcast.
Right. Well, we have twobobspodcast.com. It just takes you to twobobs.com.
Well, just in case you're confused. Right.
You're not sure.
And you either go to either one. It's going to take you. What's important, it's going to take you to the same place.
Right. So you'll still find us no matter what.
Yeah. I'm just hoping by next week I can record my own audio for you guys. We'll see what happens. We'll see.
Oh, shit. Well, we'll see you then.
See ya.
All right. Bye.
Preceding show is brought to you with joy by the Two Bobs. No words of their own, not of anybody else in the world, because nobody else would fucking own up to this shit. And you can subscribe to our podcast or just go to the fucking twobobs.com, stop being a little bitch, and just own up and do it.